True reciprocity. I spoke of true reciprocity, and then she tells me she has been ruminating on this notion and is curious as to what it means to me. True reciprocity, to me, is about the allowance of being. It's about seeing everything at once, yet not trying to discover what it all means before the body, mind, and soul are ready to receive. In essence, there cannot be reciprocity without the true. The true is added simply for effect, because there is no reciprocity that is not so true. Reciprocity happens without having the mind involved. It's the breathing in and out and back in again without a thought of what one is doing for the other. Yet there is a part of us in those moments of breathing that knows to appreciate the three parts of the whole. In, pause, out. Pause, in, pause, out. Pause. Reciprocity knows nothing of keeping score. It simply just is. There is give and take, and no one or nothing is minding a tally to make sure all is even and fair. Because reciprocity is about trusting that all will arrive time and again to a place of equitable harmony. There is a balance of needs getting met and truths being spoken and words being taken as seriously as the souls that occupy this body. With a grain of sand and a pinch of salt, we hold ourselves accountable for the ways our tongues bring magic to the world. True reciprocity is the trees dropping their leaves to nourish the earth. It's the sap that flows because it knows we humans love to taste the sweet syrup as we fortify ourselves for the times ahead. If in the mind it is ever hard to comprehend, simply look to the natural world that surrounds you, the natural world that abounds within you. And it will be easy to see how you and me flow together like the streams and rivers flow into the ocean and lakes. There is a balance of holding on and letting go, a knowing of hearts beating with some sort of unison with the very center of the earth. It is death and it is birth. It is all and none, wrapped up in one.